Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Anderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brian Stevens. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Brian Stevens. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dente for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Majeski moves to third. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and steps on third to double up Majeski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. One out. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Zarrilla steals second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Dente reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Binks moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to second for the out. Binks moves to third. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a fly ball for a double play. Fain scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 triples. Dillinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Joost moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Joost scores. Coleman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens has McCuskey trapped. He fires to second, with Dente covering, who tags McCuskey for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty pinch hits for Chuck Stevens. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.